Chapter 4. The Piece of Soap. When Margaret looked out of the window, she saw a black cat in one of the trees.
"Oh, it's only a cat," she thought.
She got into bed again and closed her eyes. Finally, she fell asleep. A noise woke Margaret. She heard footsteps on the stairs. Margaret looked at the clock beside the bed. It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
"That's probably Mum,"
Margaret thought. She closed her eyes and soon fell asleep again. Margaret woke up at 8:30 in the morning. It was the beginning of the summer holidays, so she didn't have school that day. She looked round her room and she felt strange. Everything here was new and different.
"What am I going to do today?"
Margaret thought.
"I don't know anybody in this neighbourhood."
Margaret wanted to spend the day with Tracy, but that was impossible. Now she lived very far from Tracy's house. She got up and looked out of the window. It was a lovely sunny day.
"It's a perfect day for basketball," she thought. "I saw a basketball court on the way to the house yesterday. I'll go there. Maybe somebody will ask me to play a game of basketball."
Basketball was Margaret's favourite sport and she played very well. Margaret went to the sink to wash her face. There was a very small piece of soap in the soap dish. It was soft and wet. Margaret was very surprised.
"I put a new bar of soap in the soap dish yesterday,"
Margaret thought.
"Maybe Sam used my soap to clean his dirty tennis racket."
Margaret ran into Sam's room. Sam was on the floor. Pieces of Lego were everywhere. Sam had a Lego car in one hand and a piece of Lego garage in the other.
"Why did you clean your tennis racket with my soap?"
Margaret asked, angry. Sam didn't answer. He was busy with his Lego.
"Sam, why did you use my soap?"
Dad came into the room.
"What's all the noise? Why are you shouting, Margaret?"
"Sam came into my room and used my soap. Why does he always use my things?"
"I didn't use your soap and I didn't go into your room."
"Sam always tells the truth,"
Margaret thought. Then she saw the old tennis racket in the corner of the room. It was very dirty.
"Nobody went into your room and nobody used your soap, Margaret. Why are you angry all the time? Go for a walk. It's a lovely day. You'll soon feel better."
"It's this house. Some very strange things are happening. Dad's right. I'll go for a walk."